Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Marianne joins us. It's going to be a nice weekend to get out and socialize, but not everyone has a good time at a gathering. And Marianne will now tell us what to do if you encounter a party pooper.
Yeah, Bob, a party pooper. Let's distract ourselves a little bit right now with talk about a party pooper. You know, usually party poopers are people who have social anxiety. And if you can spot this, the experts say there are certain things you should never say to them.
You know, I think I have this social anxiety. Invariably, someone will come up to me at a party and say, "You don't look like you're having a good time," which makes me feel worse. I hate that. It makes me have a worse time.
I know. And that's what, you know, people have a hard time believing. Well, first of all, people have a hard time believing this about you, Mr. Broadcaster.
Oh, yeah.
That you would even have social anxiety. But it's a real thing. It's more than nerves. It's a psychological and emotional storm. And the wrong words, even well-meaning wrong words, can make somebody feel smaller or not supported at all. So here's what not to say.
Yeah, I hope my friends and family are paying close attention this morning.
Okay, don't say "just relax," because if the person could, they would. You know, telling mm-hmm. them to relax just adds pressure. Mm-hmm. Don't say "you're so quiet," because they know this, and now you've confirmed their biggest fear, that their struggle is visible and that you're judging it.
Exactly.
Yes. All right. Don't say "just be yourself," because their biggest fear is being themselves and that they're going to be judged for that. So it feels like a trap.
Yeah, that's exactly what the problem is. I'm being myself.
Exactly. All right. Don't say "it's not that big of a deal," because it is to them. Dismissing their fear invalidates their experience and it makes them feel like the problem, not the solution.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, don't say "you're overreacting," because it sends a message that their emotional reality is wrong.
Yeah, it's not overreacting.
No, it's just reacting, right. Uh-huh. Definitely don't say, I mean, I love these expert tips, I mean, because it makes me think about things that I never thought about before. Don't ever say "no one's even looking at you." Because when you have social anxiety, and you can answer to this, you feel like the spotlight is always on you.
Yeah. Haven't you said that to me, though?
Yes.
When I've been in those situations, and you'll say, you always think everybody's watching you. They're not. So don't say that.
Exactly. I know. These are lessons for me. Okay.
Yeah, I hope.
All right. So don't say "you just need a drink."
Well, not to me.
Alcohol is not medicine.
Yeah, maybe root beer.
Yeah, maybe, exactly. Saying "you'll be fine" is just not helpful at all, because they're not worried about being fine. They're worried about getting through it.
Yep.
So when somebody with social anxiety needs backup, blind optimism is not the answer.
Yeah, we know we will be fine when we can get out of the party or get
home. That's why you always want to leave early,
uh-huh,
right?
Yeah.
Don't say "you're being dramatic." Social anxiety isn't for show. Comments like this trivialize a very real and painful condition.
Yes, they do.
And yeah, and don't say, "why don't you just say hi?" Because even one word can feel like it's like a leap off a cliff for somebody with social anxiety. So small talk isn't small. It's like a high wire act or something like
that.
What about
what you always say to me? You'll say, "oh, be curious. Ask questions like you do on TV or radio."
Exactly. I can't control myself, Bob. No. I'm having a hard time. Okay, this is what the experts say you should do. Okay, instead say, "want to come with me? We can step out if it's too much." Or, "I see you. I get it. I've got your back."
That'd be nice.
Or, I'll say this to you, Bob. You don't need to perform. Just having you here means a lot.
Yeah, I'm very self-conscious, though.
Uh-huh. I should say this to you all the time. Let me know if you want to leave early. I'm good either way, which I never am.
That's a pickup line.
Exactly right. And another thing you can say is you can just say to the person, you're doing great, seriously.
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's get to Savvy Planet. You got a good recipe posted?
You know, I've basically spent the entire summer sneaking mangoes into everything. And my favorite is a sweet and spicy garlic mango sauce that is so good. I always make extra and I freeze it. And that way there's always a jar waiting in the fridge. Mangoes are still in season through September, so it's time to try it. And the best part is that it's ridiculously easy to make.
Your Savvy Planet newsletter, which is free for anyone who subscribes, is going through some changes. Tell us quickly about the cool things you're doing.
Well, what we're doing is something that, well, I think you're going to love these changes. Yeah, you still get the recipes that you actually want to cook, but we're going beyond the kitchen. It's about food, sure, but it's also about feeding the rest of your life. Little ways to make everyday experiences better, smarter, lighter in a world that feels pretty heavy. Like right now, I want Savvy Planet to be that bright spot in your inbox, the thing that you actually look forward to opening. So think of it as recipes plus real talk, fresh ideas, and a place where you can focus on the positive together and maybe laugh a little bit.
And the way to subscribe.
That's what it's all about.
Yep. Go to SavvyPlanet.com, Savvy-Planet.com. Marianne, as you know, we have a lot of socializing planned for the weekend. So
yes.
Please remember your own tips.
I will. Thanks,
Thank you.
Bob.